Chapter 1. Bristol, England, 1890. Milly Shepherd watched the clock above the fireplace of the Red Lion as though each second marked the end of time. Her heart pounded and her hand was clammy around the ale pump. Mr. Collins promised at 6 o'clock, just one short hour away, he'd rip the advertisement for a new manager from the window and the position would be hers. Pride swelled behind her ribcage as she looked around the tavern. Imagine her, poor Milly Shepherd, rising from the slums by the river to run a tavern in the better part of Bristol at the age of 25. Her mouth carved into a grin as she took in the happy quartet of pot-bellied men playing cards at a corner table. Across the room, the elderly, silver-whiskered Mr. Dolman and his handsome lawyer son, Mr. Dolman Jr., supped their beer, smiling good-naturedly at one another. They were all customers she'd come to know and respect over her 6 years working there. Better still, they'd come to respect her. Milly glanced toward the white piece of paper stuck to the lattice window, her nerves jumping. So far today, no one had stopped to read it. The two men who'd come into the bar inquiring for the position yesterday were sent away by Mr. Collins as unsuitable. Hope rose in a flutter within Millie's belly, and she pressed her hand there. Her mother and younger sister would never be hungry again. Never have to beg or buff another gentleman's shoes. She looked after them, and now she had the chance to be something bigger than any of them dared to dream. The manager of a tavern. The notion was like something out of the next century. She glanced at the clock once more. 5 minutes had passed. It wouldn't be much longer, and the Red Lion would officially be her domain. From the oak-panelled walls to the worn red velvet-covered seats, every inch would be hers to run as she saw fit, while the owner convalesced after life-saving surgery to his insides. Just him and his wife, with sadly no children. Victor would look to her to oversee everything. Her smile slipped, as his words from a few nights before echoed in her mind.
"As long as some strapping man don't come along and prove his worth, Milly. If that happens, my hands are tied. I cannot trust a woman in a bar when a man is there for the job now, can I?"
Frustration burned inside her.
"What are you scowling at, Milly girl? You look like a damn bulldog chewing a wasp."
Milly turned to Bill Canton, one of her regulars, and a generous tipper at that. She closed her eyes and forced a smile. "Sorry, Bill. I'm tense, that's all."
"You? I've never known you tense in my entire time in coming here. Want to tell me about it?"
She nodded toward the clock and sighed. "In exactly 50 minutes, you could be looking at the new female manager of this place. I don't want a thing to happen that could make it all go wrong. I can barely stand it."
His eyebrows shot to his hairline. "Victor has said you can run the tavern? I don't believe it!"
Milly feigned offence and pulled her face into a scowl, fisting her hands on her hips.
"Are you saying you don't think I'm up to it, Bill Canton? Because if you are..."
Bill raised his hands in mock surrender.
"Whoa there, Milly girl. Reel your neck in. I'd never say any such thing. You could run this place with your eyes closed, and I'm mighty pleased Victor has the gumption to agree with me."
Milly smiled and leaned over the bar to press a kiss to his cheek. "Thanks, Bill." His cheeks flushed, and he dropped his gaze into the coppery depths of his pint.
"You're welcome. I hope you get it. You work harder for Victor than any woman or man he's ever had here. Work your way from cleaning that fireplace grate to pulling the best top beers in the city. You deserve it."
Smiling, Milly whipped the towel from her shoulder and blew out a breath as nerves fluttered once again in her belly. "Well, the sooner that clock ticks away the next 45 minutes, the happier I'll be." Coming out from behind the bar, Milly set to collecting glasses and wiping down tables. Pride in her position meant she worked tirelessly in keeping the place as clean as possible, considering the Red Lion was a working man's bar. The scuffed tables and worn floorboards could have certainly done with an overhaul, but money was as tight for Victor as it was anyone else. To Milly, the lack of money meant never slacking to keep things as spick and span as possible. Whistling, she buffed the tables to a shine and moved to wipe over the mirror hanging just above the fireplace. She had to get the job. She just had to. A movement outside the window caught her eye, and Millie's heart picked up speed.
No, no, no,